Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Lake Area Technical Institute in Watertown has been a finalist for the Aspen Prize since the award's inception in 2011. The award recognizes the top two-year colleges in the nation. Today, we're joined by Lake Area Technical Institute President Mike Cartney to discuss the school and the prize prior to the announcement of this year's big winner. President Cartney, welcome to In the Moment.
Good morning, Lori. It's good to be with you.
Have you made your journey to the nation's capital yet, or is that tomorrow?
No. We actually flew in. What we're facing is we left the snowstorm in South Dakota, and now they're predicting it's going to get here tomorrow. So
right. So you got ahead of it.
It could be an interesting day tomorrow. But we're hoping to get some exciting news tomorrow with the announcement of the fourth time that they'll announce a winner for the Aspen Prize.
All right. So tell us a little bit about this. This is the Aspen Institute, and tell us a little bit about the prize itself. Who is it looking to sort of hold up and highlight and celebrate?
Well, the Aspen Institute is actually a $1 million prize that's given out once every 2 years. And it looks at four main categories across two-year community colleges in the nation. And there's 1,100 of those community colleges that they start off assessing. And they look at learning outcomes for students. They look at your graduation rates. They look at equitable outcomes for students of diversity. And then they also look at your workforce and your placement. And in all four of those categories, Lake Area Tech does extremely well. So we've had the good fortune of being in the top 10 every time that the prize has been awarded.
Wow. Does a representative come and visit the school, or are you all submitting, a packet of information to help them make their determination?
It's a combination of both. We start off, they first go through all the information that's online about community colleges and, that the federal government has and everything and all the reporting that we do. And they down select that from that group of 1,100 to 150 schools. Those 150 schools are then asked a series of questions, which you submit the answers to. And so from that 150, they then down select to 10 finalists. And the 10 finalists have a visit by an evaluation team. And our visit was last November. And they came out for 2 days, and they really go through a lot of interviews. They talk to 105 of our employees in those 2 days to find out, what goes on at Lake Area Tech.
So, all right, so 10 finalists, including schools from California, Texas, Minnesota, Florida, and then there's our South Dakota representative. Tell us about Lake Area Tech and, what makes it sort of stand out to be on par with the top 10 in the nation?
Well, probably the biggest thing with Lake Area Technical Institute is, we're a small school, but, we have the highest graduation rate and retention rates in the nation for schools of our size, in the two-year realm. We have 40% of our students are low-income students, and typically your low-income students, if you look at nationally, graduate at about 11%. Ours graduate on par with our non-low-income students, and that's, we graduate at about 75 to 80% of our students, depending upon the year. And then our workforce, 99% of our students will be either employed or transferred to a four-year school just 6 months after graduation. So, we kind of hit all the marks for them, and this year we're hoping to do really well. So,
let's talk a little bit about that job placement or moving on to another education institution rate. What kind of jobs are we talking about here that kids from Lake Area Tech, or not necessarily kids, but students from Lake Area Tech are going on to?
Well, we have probably the students that come out with the highest average salaries, the students out of our energy program, and they will start just 6 months after graduation. Their average salary is around $50,000. There's two different programs. One is for those that are going to build and maintain power plants. So they come out with an understanding of, a variety of different skills that you need to maintain these power plants. And then the other, whether it's a wind turbine or, coal fired like we have in Big Stone, or even, you know, the Owyhee dams and so forth that we have with the Corps of Engineers. So all those, they come out able to do that. The other side of that program, they come out with the ability to operate those programs, operate those plants. So they come out with an understanding that you can't just, you know, turn the switch and the thing comes on, that there's quite a bit of technology and so forth that you have to understand in order to be able to operate a big plant like that.
How do you handle the issue of innovation and how fast some of this technology is changing? So these students have not only a job now, but the skills to sort of grow with it or move into as technology and energy production changes in the country.
Absolutely. You know, that's probably one of our biggest challenges, but it's also probably one of the biggest places where our connections and partnerships with industry are just crucial, because we're able to stay up with technology because of, you know, we are so closely tied to industry, and they understand that, you know, in order for us to produce the graduates that they need, that they have to help us stay up on technology. So, you know, we were able to, we started this program originally when Big Stone Power came to us in March, and by that following August, we had the program up and running for them. So we have to stay nimble and flexible to start new programs, stay up with technology, but it's really, we're heavily dependent upon industry to help us do that. Even though we're fully accredited by the Higher Learning Commission, you know, all the industry accreditations that we also have are just key to our success.
Talk a little bit about legislative support. I know this year we saw Senate Bill 65, which sort of, well, maybe you can describe it better than I can. It's an independence from the Board of Regents. Tell me what that bill did for tech schools in South Dakota.
Sure. Just to put it, probably the easiest way that I think about it is that established technical education as the third form of education in South Dakota. Previously, at the state level, the technical institutes were overseen by the Board of Education. And so, you know, they've got a huge number of K-12 students that board worries about. And then you've got, you know, a small number of the, you know, four technical schools. And so, you know, their attention, rightly so, was on the bulk of the students in South Dakota. And so this pulled us out from underneath the Board of Ed at the state level and moved the responsibilities that the Board at Ed previously had, for example, bonding, how the state dollars flow to us, some oversight on some of the federal grants that we get through the state. Those types of things all flowed to the State Board of Technical Education. And they will decide, you know, they will make sure they coordinate the four technical institutes, although we maintained local control, you know, where the rubber meets the road, and those decisions for supporting the local economy is still done locally through our board there.
So what do you hope the impact could be for your school and others in South Dakota long term then of that Senate Bill 65?
I think the biggest thing is that that board will be able to be advocates for us at the state level. We never, you know, previously the Board of Regents has somebody that's in the legislature advocating for them, and we never really had that ability previously, and I think that's probably one of the primary functions that this new board will take on. And it's crucial, you know, when they're making strategic decisions about workforce development and economic development at the state level, the techs need to be at the table. That is our mission. We're not the traditional educational model. We are very focused on, you know, making sure that we're meeting South Dakota's workforce needs in a technically skilled realm.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to In the Moment on South Dakota Public Broadcasting Radio. My guest is President Mike Cartney, president of Lake Area Technical Institute in Watertown. He's in Washington, D.C. right now. Lake Area Tech is one of 10 finalists for the Aspen Prize. They find out tomorrow. Is that right, President Cartney?
We certainly hope so. They're expecting a
weather
snowstorm tonight. So, but we're hoping that we'll find out tomorrow if we win the prize.
So this is $1 million prize. What happens after if you win?
Well, the money's obviously great, but the acknowledgement that of the great work that the people at Lake Area Tech do, you know, whether it's the faculty and staff and their ability to really hone in on helping our students be successful, or whether it's the support we get, you know, from the local community as well as the state of South Dakota, is just phenomenal and really makes Lake Area Tech a magical place. And that, you know, it would be, you know, a validation that that is, in fact, the best in the country.
Hmm. But then what happens to the money?
What's that?
Because it's $1 million, though. So where does that $1 million go into the school? What happens to that?
Oh, what we'll do is, in previous years, what happened is $1 million purse total. So there may be some folks that get what is termed finalist with distinction, which is usually like the top, maybe a runner-up or maybe two runner-ups, and they each get $100,000, and then the winner gets whatever left over of the purse. So each year so far, we've gotten $100,000. We've been a finalist with distinction. And what we have always done is gone back. We form a committee of staff and students, and they decide how to best spend the money to affect the outcomes at Lake Area Tech and to really help us move forward.
Tell me about the Build Dakota Scholarship that you have.
The Build Dakota Scholarship, you know, that's probably the most innovative thing I've seen come forward, and that was, you know, as T. Denny Sanford and the governor joined forces and together put together $50 million to go to technical education students. So if the student's going to attend one of the four technical education institutions in South Dakota, then they can get a full ride scholarship. And it doesn't just pay tuition and fees. It pays for their tools. It pays for their books, everything that goes short of their lodging. So it's a great opportunity for students to get an education in a high demand field. And then we, Lake Area Tech, adds an additional layer onto that. And the students that graduate from a Build Dakota scholarship owe 3 years to South Dakota in working in that field. But we do what we call stretch the million, because each year we get $1 million to give out in scholarships. We stretch that by asking industry to join. And then industry, if they partner with what we call a stretch the million Build Dakota, then they get to also potentially have that student come work for them and lock them into 3 years. And I say potentially because, you know, there's always things that can happen to where, you know, the student ends up not going to that particular employer. But that is the game plan. So by, you know, it's cheaper in many cases than the hiring bonuses that some of the places are offering, for example, in nursing and those kinds of programs. But at the same time, they're locking the graduate in for 3 years, which is probably longer than what they would be locked in with a signing bonus.
How important is it to sort of endeavor, at least, to keep some of these graduates here in the state doing work for our economy versus leaving after graduation?
Oh, it's absolutely crucial. You know, 85% of the graduates from the technical schools stay in South Dakota, and they're vital to the economy. We had one company last year that had to turn down $20 million in business because they couldn't find enough welders. And that's significant, and that's just one company. If you know, spread that across and look at, you know, that some of our industries, manufacturing in particular, a lot of them are operating at about 85% because they can't find these key employees. So, you know, it's really crucial that South Dakota, you know, find some innovative ways to increase our workforce.
I know that being a military-friendly institute is also important to you. Talk a little bit about ways that you sort of pull in veterans into Lake Area Tech.
Well, the veterans are a key part, and we do a lot. They get a tuition discount. It's 83.5% of their state tuition is forgiven when they come to any of the technical institutes. We also have an environment. We have, try to make them feel at home and comfortable. So we have what we call the ops lounge. But what we also do is look at the type of work that they did in the military. And a lot of times there is a lot of work that they did that is directly applicable to the degree that they're seeking. And so making sure that they get credit for that work experience is also really important to being military friendly. So that's, you know, and we fortunate this year we were labeled as a gold star school, which means that we were one of the top. To be military friendly, you have to be in the top 10% for military accommodations. And we got the Gold Star, which is even a little bit higher. So.
Throughout this process of, working with the Aspen Prize Award, applying for it, being a finalist with distinction, seeing the other institutions that have been honored and recognized alongside you, what have you learned, President Cartney, from either the process or from some of those other institutions that you've been able to bring home to South Dakota and really apply here in Watertown?
Well, probably one of the biggest things is one of the first visits that we had way back in 2011 from the Aspen Institute kind of asked us a number of questions about what do we do for our low-income students, and we didn't realize we'd never really looked at that particular question. When we dug into it, we found out that we were actually not graduating low-income students at the same rate as we were graduating other students. So by making us take a look at ourselves, the Aspen Prize helped us to overcome that issue, and today we graduate low-income students at approximately, right on par with our non-low-income students, and that's really significant because nationally, the graduation rate for low-income students is about 11%, and as I mentioned before, our graduation rate is going to be 75% to 80%, and that's one example of where we really, the Aspen really shined the light and made us look at ourselves and say, where is it that we can improve? The other side is we looked at, we actually went back and redefined success rather than just graduating. We said, no, we're going to redefine success as placement. And by doing so, for all of our students, that made their education much more relevant. They just weren't going to get a college degree, but they instead, we were talking about, what do you want to be after you graduate, and what do you want to do? And really look at college as a pathway, not a destination, so that they're, looking long-term, what is it that you want to do when you finish college? And I think that really makes a change for the best practices that we do.
All right, that's President Mike Cartney of Lake Area Technical Institute in Watertown. He's in Washington. It's the Aspen Prize Award Ceremony tomorrow, hopefully weather depending, that we've been talking about. And Lake Area Tech is one of 10 finalists for this $1 million prize. President Cartney, thanks so much for being here with us today.
Thank you very much, Lori.